今天早上我们很高兴周师母在我们中间。
Today very happily we have
他讲义都发了噻，都有讲义了。
Yeah,
OK， 好，
Pastor，
我们欢迎周师母。
Welcome。
可以吗？好，同工们平安。
So peace to you。
我这次来就是为这个聚会。
Yeah, I'm here just for purposely for this conference。
因为我太想念你们了。
Because I really miss you guys。
参加这个聚会就可以看到大家。
So being here, I can see everyone here。
我不可能到每一个地方。
I cannot go to every church。
但是在这个聚会当中就看到你们。
But in this conference, I can meet with all of you。
我非常感谢神。
I'm so thankful。
有这么好的同工。
And we have so many good
workers。但是我鼓励你们不要单打独斗。
But I want to encourage you not to fight alone.
我相信刘同牧师这一次也安排下午就是按地区来分组。
So I believe that this afternoon we have a chance opportunity to with meet people from your region.
地区要一定有好的连结，好的关系。
So you have to have a good connection within your region.
我在台湾比较可以定，因为每一个连结我都会参加。
So in Taiwan I will be able to watch over them because I can participate in every region.
希望他们建立非常好的关系。
And I hope that they can build a really good relationship.
能够不是单顾自己的。
Don't just care about yourself.
我们灵粮堂是一个大家庭。
And we're a big family.
当你有困难，
when you have hardship,
不要告诉信徒，告诉同样在灵粮堂的同工。
Don't tell your church members, but to tell other co-workers within the Bread of Life families, the pastorals.
彼此代祷。
And so you can pray for one another.
有一次，我讲一个见证。有一次，我看到我们东部有一个牧师。
And one time, there was a pastor from the East Region.
他告诉我们说，他的耳朵越来越重听。
And he felt that he had a problem hearing on the right side.
你们应该认识他，他是蔡进觉牧师。
And you probably know Pastor Tsai.
那他每一次开同工会，太太还要讲一遍给他听。
So every time that he was in the meeting, the wife had to repeat what they talk about.
我听了，我真的很难过。
And I feel really sad.
我回家就告诉神说。
So when I went home, I told God.
我说神他是主任牧师。
And God, he's a senior pastor.
他的耳朵越来越听不清楚。
Now he had a hearing problems.
怎么可能会有这一个事？
Now how could this happen?
主任牧师。
Senior pastor.
我就做决定，每一天为他祷告。
So I decided that I would pray for him every day.
是神把他放在我的心中。
And God has placed him in my heart.
我真的每天晚上睡觉都为他祷告。
So every night before I go to sleep, I will pray for him.
我不知道我祷告多久。
I don't know how long I have prayed.
我听说有一次他们联祷会，我没有参加，周牧师有参加。
And so during the pastoral prayer conference,
他告诉大家他。得医治啦。
So he shared with everybody that his ear got healed.
当然不是只有我为他祷告啊。
I know I wasn't the only person that prayed for him.
我想全教会都为他祷告。
The entire church prayed for him.
但更重要肢体当中的代祷。
And what's most important is the prayer, the intercession between one another.
同心合意的祷告。
The pray in unity.
神一定垂听。
And God will listen.
所以你不要觉得我们都很强。
And don't think that you are strong.
我们也有软弱的地方。
We have weakness.
我需要你们。
I need you.
你们也需要我。
You need me.
我们彼此都需要。
We need one another.
哎，我就讲刚刚在讲那个软弱，顺便讲一下。
So I want to talk about the weakness.
有一次周牧师在台上。
One time Pastor Chow was on stage.
他讲说他到泰国，然后一从中国大陆，然后坐飞机一关过一关，到最后他就要他地址，他实在是没有办法给他地址，有一些你要地址，他就生气了，他说我反正就发脾气。
So one time, Pastor Chow was traveling from China to Thailand, and at the custom, he was asked to fill out the, the form with the address where he will be staying.
我不会很详细的讲，但是他在台上就讲他发脾气了。
And so on the stage, he was telling everybody that he got really upset.
但后面刚好有那个谢明宏牧师哈，啊，桃园灵粮堂一个姐妹，然后就给。可能给啊，不管了，不管是谁，这个不重要，就给他这个地址。
So there was a sister standing behind Pastor Chow and just gave him a random address.
他在青年牧区也讲这件事。
And Pastor Chow was sharing about this testimony.
然后曾慧南牧师的儿子回去好高兴哦。
So Pastor Zhen's son heard this and was very happy.
他就回家跟他爸爸妈妈说，爸爸妈妈，周牧师也会发脾气耶。
So he was so happy. He went home and told his parents. You know, Pastor Chow would get upset too.
所以我们也会发脾气啊。
So you know, we do get upset.
他不会因为这样就看不起周牧师啊。
And he will not look down Pastor Chow because of this.
他觉得他好像发现新大陆。
And so he felt that this is a new discovery.
我们知道，我们不仅是大灵粮堂是一个大家庭。
Not only we're within the bread of life, a big family.
在每一个教会也是一个大家庭。
And every church is a family.
我祝福我们。在每一个教会真的就像一个家一样。
So I want to bless every church that your church will be like a home.
你做传道人，你有一个为父为母的心。
So if you are pastors, you have a heart of a father.
每一个信徒都是你的儿女。
So all your church members are your children.
我常常想，如果看到同工，
When I saw the co-workers,
如果他是我儿子，
If he is my son,
我会怎么做？
What would I do?
常常问自己，如果他是我儿子。
You have to ask yourself, if that person is your son, what would you do?
我会怎么做？
What would you do?
我祝福我们北美灵粮堂每一个牧者。
So I want to bless all the pastors in Northern America.
你是关键人。
And you are the key person.
你真的是关键人。
And you are truly that key person.
我的讲义早就预备好。
And I have prepared my handout
long time
ago.
左边周牧师说最关键的是什么？
And what Pastor Chow shared about yesterday,
what's
the key?
我啦。
I.
是我。
I.
千万不要把责任推给别人。
Don't let other people take the responsibility that you should have.
我就是一个关键人。
I am the key person.
我今天要跟大家分享这个一个男士跟一个女士。
So I want to talk about a man and a woman.
这个男士是我这几天我到美国，我每一天都读十章圣经，我读到扫罗的记载他的事，我里面有一个很大的感触。
So every day I will read four chapters. Every time I read about Saul, and I have a deep movement in my heart.
这个扫罗的失败是新出炉的。
And the failure of Saul just came out.
我在读这个圣经，我里面有很大的叹息。
And I had I have a sigh in my heart when I read about him.
扫罗应该是可以成为一个非常非常成功的王。
And Saul should have been a very successful king.
你看他很简短的，他拥有的条件是什么？
You know, what kind of a qualification he has.
但是撒母耳看到他，他说，我不是以色列支派中最小的便雅悯人吗？我家不是便雅悯支派中最小的家吗？
So when Samuel saw Saul, and Saul said, am I not the least of my tribe?
他知道他的身份。
And he knows his position.
他知道他的他是何等的不配。
He knows that he's not worthy.
所以我们看见从开始他是蛮谦卑的。
So in the beginning he was very humble.
第二呢，我们看见撒母耳就告他为王。
So then Samuel anointed him to be the king.
所以他是被神拣选的。
So he was chosen by God.
我们当中我们每一个人都是蒙神拣选。
And we're chosen by God.
而你要知道在创世之前神就拣选了我们。
And before God created the world,And God chosen us.
他根本不在乎你的家世。
And he doesn't care your qualification.
他也知道在你生命里面会发生什么事。
And he knew that what would happen in your life.
他也知道你会生在哪一个家庭。
And he knew that what family you were born into.
但是在创世之前，他就拣选了我们。
But before the creation of the world, that he has chosen us.
扫罗就是有这个条件。
And Saul has that qualification.
蒙神拣选。
And he was chosen by God.
蒙神拣选是最蒙福的。
And chosen by God is the most blessed.
你有没有想过我们做传道人真的很幸福。
And have you thought about being a pastor is really blessed?
是啊，有挫折啊。
There's frustration.
有让你觉得很压力很重。
Sometimes you feel very stressful.
但是压力是成长的动力。
And but pressure is the drive for your growth.
传道人你要快乐。
So you should be joyful.
你每一天要笑。
And every day you should laugh.
因为笑是一个健康的一个最好方法。
Because laughter is the best way to improve your health.
是健康的其中一个非常重要。
And this is very important, being healthy.
大卫说，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
And you will say there's a fullness in the joy.
在你的右手中有永远的福乐。
So there's a blessing on your forever blessing on your right hand side.
是这一首诗篇十六篇是他逃难的时候写的。
So Psalm 16 is when King David was escaped from Saul.
我知道，我也牧会过。
I know that I have shepherded a church before.
我们也建堂过。
Yeah, we built a church building before.
昨天刘牧师在这里讲，哇，那个压力，三千人有三千个声音。
So when Pastor Tom was sharing that there were 3,000 different opinions when talking about building the church.
我给刘牧师一个建议。
So I want to give you a suggestion.
当我们宣教大楼要进来的时候。
When we're building our church in Taipei.
周牧师就讲了一篇诗篇。讲了一篇道。
So Pastor Chow gave a sermon.
说当我们进来到这个新的礼拜堂。
So he said that when we enter into this new building.
只有感恩。
We should be thankful.
没有抱怨。
No complaint.
你不要觉得、哦、这个怎么这样做，那个怎么样做，那个怎么样做。
So when people would tell you that you should do this and that.
感恩。
Just be thankful.
积极。
And positive.
而且正面。
And be positive.
所以你们盖好的时候，十月先讲这一篇，大家去就感恩了。
So before the dedication, you should probably preach about Psalm 16.
你不可能让每一个人都满意。
You just can't satisfy everyone.
对不对？你大家的那个评分，大家的想法都不一样。
And everyone has different thoughts.
大家的标准都不一样。
They have different standard.
但是我们就是最重要，主是我们一切的中心。
And what's most important is God is the center of our life.
所以我们到宣教大楼，大家真的很喜乐。
So when we enter into that building, everybody was very joyful.
你没有看到抱怨。
And no complaints.
Okay, 因为他知道抱怨是不对的。
And because they all know that complaint is not right. Just be thankful.
感恩。
Be thankful.
我常常跟信徒说，你如果看到教会的破口。
And I always tell the church members, if you see any weakness or gap,
不要批评论断。
Do not judge.
神既然给你看到破口。
If God lets you see the problem,
你就是那个堵破口的人。
And you should be that person stand between the gaps.
你就是那个要常常为这个破口祷告的人。
And you should be that person constantly
praying. 所以你看，扫罗还有什么？神赐给他新的心，耶和华的灵大大的感动，受感说话。
So God gave him a new heart, and God's spirit moved him.So he began to talk.
很不错，神与他同在，圣灵大大的感动他。
And God is with him, and God's spirit moved him.
还有你看哦，在撒母耳记上九章说他很健壮，而且很俊美。哇，这个人很有 charisma 呢，对不对？而且是大能的勇士，没有人能比，而且非常的高大。
So Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 9 verse 2, it says he's very strong, he's beautiful, handsome, he's very powerful, nobody can compare to him, and he's one head taller than other people.
太棒的一个人。
And he's an awesome guy.
真的。然后你再看哦，他有好儿子约拿丹。
And he has a very good son, Jonathan.
也有好的女婿大卫。
He has an awesome son-in-law, David.
那他 你要知道扫罗也是一个大能的勇士。
You know, Saul is also a very powerful warrior.
那你看下面大卫也是大有，你看下面那个第五，大卫也是大有勇士的战士，而且耶和华与他同在，做事精明，在征战中领军队出入，赶出扫罗。大卫也是赶出扫罗身上的恶魔。
So David is a very powerful warrior, and Jehovah God is with him, and he's very powerful, and he's a powerful warrior. He led the troop into the battlefield, and he also cast out the demon from Saul.
他有这么好的女婿。
And he had, Saul had such good son-in-law.
那你看约拿单也是跟他一起征战，有这么好的儿子。
And his son Jonathan also fought with his father.
我要告诉你，不是只有约拿单，他三个儿子都跟他一起出去征战。
Not just Jonathan, he also had three sons that also fought with him.
他应该成为一个让以色列非常的强才对。
Saul should have been a king that really raised Israel to be a mighty kingdom.
但是以色列却败在非利士人的手中。
But then the Philistines defeated Israelites.
而且你看最后，他跟他三个儿子都死在非利士人的手中。
And at the end, that Saul and his three sons died. Died in the hands of the Philistines.
你如果看最后一章，撒母耳记上最后一章，很羞耻的，这个以色列人就拿扫罗跟他三个儿子的那个首级去献在偶像面前。
So at the end of the First Samuel, and it was a very shameful ending, and all their heads were they were beheaded, and their heads were dedicated to the idols.
好可惜嘛。
Yeah, it was very shameful.
有这么好的条件。
He had such good qualification.
他跟大卫跟，不要说他另外两儿子，大卫、约拿单，他三股合成的绳子绝对不会折断。
So with Saul, Jonathan, and David, they are the cord of the three strands that should not be broken.
但他却失败了。
But he failed.
你有没有这些条件？
And do you have these qualifications?
这些条件也不一定你能够成功哦。
So all these qualifications will not guarantee your success.
你要看下面他失败的原因。
And let's see why he failed.
第一个，他惧怕百姓，惧怕人，惧怕敌人。
So first of all, he feared man and he feared enemy.
做了糊涂的事。
And he did something that he shouldn't have.
做了他不该做的事。
He did something he shouldn't have.
献祭是祭司的事。
And he offered the burnt offerings.
不是你君王的事。
That it was the business of the priest,
第二,
not you, not the king.
撒母耳跟他说，你要把亚玛力人全部灭绝，一个都不留。
And Samuel told him that you should destroy all the Amalekites.
他有的，他自己的想法，他觉得比神还好。
And he has his own thought. He thought that he could do better job.
留下那些上好的。
And even though these all these things are very look very good,
我可以把它献祭给神。
And I can offer these offerings to God.
神要的是什么？
But what did God want?
听命胜于献祭。
And it's to obey God rather than just offer the sacrifice.
顺服胜于公羊的自由。
Then it's better than the oil of the goat.
传道人要记得听命。 胜于献祭。
So always remember as a pastors, obedience is better than making sacrifice.
你是领袖， 顺命胜于你所献上的东西。
So if you were a leader, you should obey God.
好像心里面蛮不错的嘛， 我要把那些上好的羊献祭给神。
And sometimes we feel that we're giving God the best.
当你不顺服， 神都看不起， 看不重。
But then if you disobey God, and God will not please with your offering.
撒母耳明明跟他说，你等七日啊。
Samuel told Saul that you should wait 7 days.
但是他没有等。
But he didn't wait.
因为他里面有惧怕。
Because there was a fear inside of him.
你惧怕什么？
What are you fear of?
有很多时候我们怕人。
Sometimes we fear man.
很多时候我们怕。
Sometimes we fear enemies,
但是我们就不怕神,
but we don't fear God.
你应该怕神才敬畏神,
and we should fear God.
不要怕人,
should not fear man.
你只要顺服神,
just obey God.
你一定会成功,
and you will succeed.
就是有再大的困难, 你绝对会成功,
and even you are facing the hardship, you will succeed.
你可以完成神给你的托付,
and you can fulfill what is entrusted in your hand.
好, 在大卫杀死哥利亚,
so after David killed Goliath,
百姓就很高兴。
So all people, everybody is so overjoyed.
扫罗王应该也很高兴。
And Saul should have been very happy too.
因为那从头到尾就躲在皇宫里面。
But he was hiding in the palace.
但是大卫说，哦，我要去打这一位辱骂耶和华的哥利亚。
And David said, I want to defeat Goliath.
后来他就真的把他打死了。
And he really killed him.
只因为一些妇女唱歌，大卫杀死万万，扫罗杀死千千。
And because some women were singing that Saul killed thousands and David killed 10,000s.
他就不行了。
And he got really upset.
他整个人就变了。
And he changed.
你要知道圣经里面前面有讲还没有这件事，扫罗跟他的军队都很喜悦大卫。
And prior to this, the Bible actually says that Saul and his army really happy with David.
当然大卫把哥利亚杀死，他们也一样喜爱大卫。
And so after David killed Goliath, they should be very happy and they loved David.
只有扫罗不喜爱大卫。
Only Saul didn't like David.
为什么万万给大卫，千千给我呢？
Why you guys were saying that I killed thousands and David killed
我们来看他的弱点，你想一下哪一些是你有的。
Well, let's look at his weakness.
我们诚实的在神的面前。
And we should be honest with ourselves.
你如果要建立一个团队，
If you want to build a team,
为什么你的同工常常离开你？
Why your co-workers left you?
为什么你留不住你的同工？
Why can you keep your co-workers?
可能你我都有。
Maybe there's something that
第一个，他心胸很狭窄。
First of all, he was very narrow-minded.
他怎么能不能容纳这个大卫？
And he could not accept David.
你是王嘛？
You were the king.
大卫是在你的下面嘛？
And David is under you.
大卫又帮你打仗，打征战嘛？
And David would help you to fight.
而且你不能打的，他就去打啦。
And the war that you couldn't fight, and David will help you.
你为什么心胸那么狭窄？
Why you were so narrow-minded?
我想他也有一个嫉妒的心。
Because there was jealousy.
为什么万万给大卫，千千给我呢？
And why can you kill more than I did?
哎呀，大卫真的是无辜哎。
And David was very innocent.
因为这些妇女唱歌，觉得大卫就十几年要过逃亡的日子哎。
And because of what women saying, and David will have to spend the next 10 plus years in escaping from Saul.
但是在整个十几年当中，你有没有听过大卫说愿望啊？
Yeah, but then while he was running away from Saul, he never cried out and said, you know, I'm innocent, I'm innocent.
他真的是冤枉。
And he was innocent.
他没有办法控制这些妇女唱这个歌。
And he could not control all these women not sing the song.
所以从那一天，扫罗就想要杀死大卫。
So from that day and on, Saul wanted to kill David.
扫罗如果有一个为父的心，
if Saul had a heart of a father,
他不会这样做。
And he wouldn't have done that.
他怎么对待约拿丹？
And how did he treat Jonathan?
约拿丹不是也违背过他吗？
And Jonathan also disobeyed him.
但是他为什么大卫也没有违背过他？
And David never disobeyed Saul.
他为什么不能接纳大卫？
And why couldn't he accept David?
所以传道人要有一个为父的。如果你是 leader,
if you are leader, you should have a heart of a father.
你要有一个为父的心。
You should have a heart of a father.
你才有安全感。
So that you will have security. You can trust.
你才能够容得别人比我好。
So you would be able to allow people that are better than you.
你想有一些人跟我说，周师母，你儿子讲道讲得很棒哎。
And some people said to me, your son's really good in preaching.
你想我会嫉妒吗？
And do you think I would be jealous?
啊？我会把他杀死吗？
Would I kill my sons?
他是我儿子嘛。
And he's my son.
我希望他比我更好。
I want him to be better.
我希望他比我更棒。
And want him to do better job.
肉身的儿子是如此，属灵的儿子也是如此。
And if you treat your own son like that, you should treat your spiritual son likewise.
我请问主任牧师，
Senior pastors.
当你的同工有困难，你肯为他挡子弹吗？
When your co-workers have problems, are you willing to take the bullets?
如果你是一个有为父的心
If you have a heart of a father.
昨天周牧师有讲，的确，当我儿子大学毕业回去
And Pastor Chow was sharing that when my son graduated from college, he went back to Taiwan.
我跟我儿子很大的冲突
So we had a big fight.
啊，没有打啦，冲突
Conflict.
Fight 是打吗？
We had conflicts.
Conflict, okay. 我还听懂了，感谢主。Okay.
程度上的不一样。
那当然啦、啊，他也哭，我也哭，周牧师也哭。
So my sons cried, and I cried, and Pastor Chow cried.
但不会改变我们的关系。
But that would not change our relationship.
我觉得我做妈妈很失败。
And I felt that I was such a failure.
我有一天到神的面前。
So I came to the Lord one day.
神告诉我。
And God told me.
你们两个都对。
And both of you were right.
我也对。
I was right.
我儿子也对。
My son was right.
只是你们的思路不一样。
Because you think differently.
所以你们没有办法对齐。
So you couldn't have alignment.
你们没有焦点。
And you don't have You don't have a mutual understanding.
就说你的儿子的思路是这样。
And your son was thinking this way.
我的思路是这样。
My thinking is this way.
没有对跟错。
And there's no right or wrong.
怎么可以有焦点呢？
And so there's really no focus.
我要改变我儿子，我儿子要改变我。
So I try to change my son, my son try to change me.
有焦点吗？
And there's no
年轻人有焦点吗？
And young people,
我们做父母的会有焦点吗？
You know, being parents, do you think the same like your son?
当神跟我说，当神跟我说，
so, when God said to me,
没有对跟错，
there was no right or wrong.
但是，我常常跟我儿子说，儿子啊，你都不了解妈妈的心。
But I often said to my son, you don't understand me.
我儿子能了解妈妈的心吗？我儿子能够了解妈妈的心吗
？Do you think the son can really understand mother's heart？
他不会，他没有当妈妈，他怎么能够了解我的心
？And if he were not a mom, how could he understand？
他也永远不会当妈妈
，He would never be a
mother。他所以他也不会了解我的心。
But of course he wouldn't understand。
但神跟我说，你有经过青少年的阶段。
But then God said to me, you have gone through the teenagehood.
所以你可以了解你儿子。
So you could understand your son.
不要想办法去改变他。
Don't try to change him.
接纳他。
Accept him.
从此我们没有打仗。
So、
打仗。
Okay, from then on, we don't fight anymore. 、
没有了，再没有冲突了。
And there was no conflict.
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主。当他走进 Bill Johnson 那种尊荣文化。
So when he started to learn about the culture of honor,
我们的关系更好
and our relationship improved.
而且他每一次他们有什么要去玩的，要去退休会，他一定打电话问我爸爸妈妈你们要不要参加。
So every time when my son wants to go on a vacation, he would always call me and ask me.
你知道年轻人最不喜欢年长的参加，对不对
？And you know the young people didn't really like the elderly to join you guys in the vacation.
爱说爱叫
And it's too much trouble.
但他每次都打电话给我。
But every time that he would call me, every time he goes on vacation.
他改变，我改变了，他也改变。
So he changed, and I changed.
这就叫为父的心，为母的心转向儿女。
That is the heart of a father turned to the children, and the children.
儿女的心转向父亲。
And the children's heart turned to the father.
扫罗就很可惜
，and it was a shame with Saul，
而且不会成全
，and he didn't know how to enable。
你看大卫有这么好的条件
，and David had such good qualifications。
扫罗几乎可以翘二郎腿
，and Saul could really sit there and did nothing。
他就在皇宫里面
，and he was in the palace。
让大卫跟他三个儿子出去打仗。
And he allowed David and the three sons to go out.
因为圣经说大卫每一次出去都得胜回来。
And because the Bible says that David every time he went out, he came back.
扫罗根本没有出去。
With victory, and Saul didn't even go out.
他就是不会去成全大卫。
And Saul didn't know how to enable and empower David.
更何况大卫有这么好的条件。
And David has such good qualifications.
他也没有成全他的儿子。
But he didn't enable his son.
为什么？因为那种里面 态度、心态。
Yeah, because his attitude.
你说他跟他儿子很亲密吗？那个人际关系好吗？
Did Saul have a really close relationship with his son?
那当然也不可能跟大卫关系好。
And if he didn't have a close relationship with his
own son, 他只想利用大卫。
And definitely he wouldn't have a close relationship with David.
当我被那个恶魔来的时候，大卫你就拉琴，我不知道大卫用什么，然后恶魔就离开。
So when Saul was demonized and David was playing the harp and the demon left.
当恶魔离开，哎，他的剑，他的枪就过来了。
When the devil left, and then he attacked David.
你看大卫还要弹琴，帮助他得释放，然后得释放以后也还要逃。
And David helped cast out the demon and play harp, and but then after that he had to run away.
还会闪。
And he had to escape.
因为他每次得释放以后就拿他的枪。
And every time that Saul was delivered, and he would use his sword to try to kill David.
我觉得扫罗王真的很可惜。
So King Saul was really ashamed.
他是可以成功的。
And he could be very successful.
但是他却失败。
But he failed.
最后死得很惨。
And at the end, it was just a tragedy.
还有一个不务正业。
And he didn't do what he's supposed to do.
他的正业是什么？
What is his job?
护卫这个国家，让国家更刚强。
So he's supposed to protect the country and make the country stronger.
但是这几年就是在追大卫啊。
But all these years he spends his time chasing after David.
有一次已经快要在一个山洞要把大卫杀死了。
就
有一次。在一个山洞里面要把大卫杀死了。
So one time in the cave that Saul almost killed David.
结果有人来说，哎，菲利士来了，啊，赶快去跑，再去打菲利士。
And somebody yelled out that the Philistine was here, and then he ran away.
同工们
，co-workers，
可能你有一个很好的条件。
Maybe you have very good qualification.
你的心态
，but your heart，
你的态度。
Your attitude,
你跟你其他同工的关系
and the relationship that you are with your coworkers,
你把同工成全起来
and you enable your coworkers,
你成全他们
you enable them,
他们的优点是什么？你成全
what are their strengths? You enable them,
你不但是成全，你要欣赏。
And not only you enable and empower them, you should appreciate their strength. 他真的
在团队里面成就神要他成就的事。
So within the team, you should empower your coworkers to do what God entrusted them.
你要奖赏他，奖赏他。
You should reward them.
请他吃饭。
And invite them out to dinner.
带同工去郊游。
And take them to picnic.
带同工去泡温泉。
And take them to spa.
带同工去做 cruise.
And take them to cruise.
刘牧师，这是我给你的建议。明年我们一起做 cruise.
This is the suggestions I have for you. We're gonna go on cruise next year.
如果刘同不去，我跟周牧师去就可以啦。
If Pastor Chang is not going, and me and Pastor Chao will.
当然，刘牧师你是非常重要，刘师母很重要，我们不能没有你。
So of course, and Pastor Chang and Pastor Belinda, you are very important. We cannot go without you.
不一定要聚会一堂、两堂、三堂，就像周牧师昨天讲的。
Yeah, we should not just sit in the meeting.
我们就拥抱，我们就爱，我们就谈。哇，你的家庭怎么样？等等等等。哇，我就了解这个同。
Yeah, we should talk, we should fellowship, we should learn to love one another.
我就了解这个同工为什么开会他常常这样讲啊。
And so I would understand why he would always talk that way.
这就是他的背景。
And that's where he's coming from.
这是我在网络的同工里面我做的事。
So this is what I do within the global network.
我常常请他们吃饭。
So I always invite them out to eat.
Okay, 那我也们有一些分享祷告。
We also have some fellowship and pray together.
虽然去年年底我们有一个退休会。
So at the end of last year we had a retreat.
但是我给大家机会，除了周牧师分享，我不分享，我给大家机会谈谈你的目标，谈谈有一些感恩，谈谈你的需要，谈谈你的家人。 我们就每个人为他祷告。
So during the retreat, Pastor Chow shared a sermon, and for the rest of the time, I just asked my coworkers to share about their life, their needs, and what we can pray for them.
其他他们除了我不想出去以外，对不起哦，现在越来越不喜欢玩。他们都到处玩，给他们去玩，也不要出钱，网络出钱，不够的我负担，就这样。
Now, so I just sent my coworkers out to vacations, and the global network will pay for it. If we don't have enough money, now pay for it.
我们每一年也有这个预算。
Yeah, we have the budget for it.
可以去郊游。所以你没有做这个预算啊。
So you need to have that budget.
因为服事主，我知道每一个传道人都拼死老命。
I know all of you guys try really hard.
不要拼死老命。
Don't try so hard.
因为你死了。
Because if you die,
也不能做什么。
Nothing you can do.
还有你生病了。
If you got sick,
你也不能做什么。
You cannot do anything.
你想想我去年胆结石住四天，后来胆开刀又住四天，我在医院能做什么？
And so last year I had an operation. I spent all the time in the hospital.
我告诉大家，你们不要来看我。
And I told everybody not.
因为你来看我，我要从头讲一遍给你听。
And don't come to visit me because otherwise I have to repeat my story over and over again. Just pray for me.
你知道我做什么？
Do you know what I did?
我就用 YouTube 去听这些台湾年轻人的讲道。
So I was in the hospital, I listening to all the sermons and preachings of these young pastors in Taiwan.
我要了解这些年轻人他们的思路是什么，他们现在讲道是什么。
So I tried to understand what all these young pastors were talking about, what they were thinking.
他们的讲道一定跟我们这些不太一样。
I know that their message will not be the same as ours.
但是我们也很棒。
Yeah, but ours are good.
两代都棒。
The both generations are good.
是不是？你不要说他们很棒，你就不行。
Well, don't just say, well, because they are good, so I'm not good enough.
他们不能没有我，我也不能没有他们。
I can't live without them, and they can't live without me.
在神的国度都是重要的。
So in God's kingdom, we're both important.
不要小看你。
So never look down on them.
扫罗不明白为什么失败。
And Saul didn't understand why he would fail.
好可惜哦。
It was a shame.
结果以色列就败在非利士人的手中。
So Israel was defeated by Amalekites.
扫罗跟他三个儿子那一天就死掉了。
So on that day,
死掉。
Saul and his sons died on the same day.
当然，大卫的回应就是为他唱哀歌。
Yeah, and so what Saul, what David did is to cry for them, to mourn for them.
其实以色列可以成为更强的国家。
So Israel actually could be a stronger country.
你教会可以成为更强、更健康的教会。
And your church could be stronger and healthier.
关键就是你啦。
And you are that key person.
你是不是心胸很窄？
And your heart.
你看不见人比你好。
And you cannot accept the people who are stronger than you.
要让每一个同工在他们的职分、在他们的恩赐上发挥。
And you should identify their strengths and giftings and enable, empower them.
如果他们都比我好,
if they are better than I,
我不会难过耶。
And I will not feel sad.
我很高兴耶。
I will be so happy.
这些事情都给他们做。
So they can take all the responsibilities.
我现在看到有一些同工他们做的，我现在已经不会了。
And some of what my coworkers are doing right now, I know I cannot do it.
我昨天就谢谢梅雷牧师，梅雷师母。
So yesterday I was thanking Pastor Belinda.
我谢谢刘同牧师。
And I thank Pastor Tom.
讲弟兄的聚会我不会。
Yeah, you are speaking to the brothers' conference.
他跑到台湾去帮助我们一些教会讲姐妹，我也感觉我不会。
And Pastor Belinda was sharing in the sisters' conference. I know I couldn't do it.
我觉得很好啊，我特别谢谢他。
And I thank her so much for that.
是不是啊？如果你的心胸很宽，他能够造就有一些分堂 ，good。
If you are very open-minded, you should be happy.
如果我
中周师母
不能做，别人能做 ，good.
That if I couldn't do it, but other people could do it, great.
我干嘛一定非要我做啊
Why should I be the only person that doing it?
我就做神要我做的就好了。
And I only need to do what God entrusted me.
不过我现在做的有时候蛮辛苦的。
Yeah, sometimes I do work very hard.
解决教会的困难。
And I try to resolve the problems within the church.
解决教会的问题。
And try to resolve problems or consult
problems. 我有一次在国外。
Oh, one time I was overseas.
我们台湾啊，台湾，台湾有一个教会，那些五个理事要走了。
And there were five board members wanted to leave the church.
那因为师母也，他做这件，哎不，牧师做这个事也不见得是完全错。
And I wouldn't say that the pastor, should take the full responsibility.
只是没有按照程序。
But he didn't go through the order.
那我说 hold， 我说你们停住，不一个都不给我，不要走。
So I say hold it, don't leave.
哎，你们这五个理事走，那教会会怎么样啊
？If five of you guys left, what's going to happen to the church?
教会是耶稣的心腹哎。
And you know the church is the bride of Jesus.
教会是基督的身体哎。
And church is the body of Christ.
你有没有考虑到基督的身体
？Have you thought about the body of Christ?
错是上面的问题。
And there's a problem with the leadership.
结果我回来。
So after I came back.
本来是应该岭南去处理，因为他是台北灵粮堂的分堂。
And I know that Pastor Ye is supposed to resolve the problems or help with the church.
因为他在国外，所以我就去处理。
But since he was overseas, so I became the person that tried to help the church.
很喜乐，同工就同心。
And I was happy to see that they came to unity.
站对位置。
And they positioned themselves.
继续让教会不断的往前。
And continue to move on.
我的工作是这个，不很感谢。
So this is my job. Thank God.
好，现在来讲一个成功的女人。
And I want to talk about a successful woman.
有男有女。
And there was a man. There
was 因为有讲义会讲得非常快。
And because there's a handout, I'm going to go through it very fast.
弟兄，同工们建立团队。
When you build a team,
你才能够做大。
And then you can grow bigger.
但是你的这个，你作为领主任牧师或是领袖，你的心胸要宽广。
Being a senior pastor, you should be open-minded.
你要接，你既然接纳他成为你的同工，你要接纳他所有的。
If you accept a person to be your co-worker, then you should accept this whole person.
你要帮助同工找到定位。
And you should help this person find their destiny or position.
你不但要有安全感，你要肯放手。
And not only that you should have the security, you should be, you should delegate.
有一些教会，主任牧师说什么都是我做。
And so with churches, the senior pastors, do it all.
这样同工不能被成全。
And that way, the co-workers will not be able to
empower. 好，我今天要你们看这个，从拿俄米看人际关系。
So we're going to look at the people relationship from Naomi.
你看拿俄米，她是一个非常积极的思想跟态度。
And Naomi is very aggressive, and she is very positive.
在他心中没有任何的苦毒、埋怨、消极的思想。
So she didn't have any bitterness, complaint, or passiveness.
因为她的丈夫过世，她两个儿子也过世。
Her husband and her sons died.
她也没有迷信。
And she was not superstitious.
她没有怪罪丈夫，为什么就把我丢了？她也没有怪罪两个媳妇，你们两个媳妇是不是克夫啊
？And she didn't complain about her husband or the daughters-in-law.
她有一天她决定要回伯利恒。
Yeah, so one day she decided to go back to Bethlehem.
她就想说我要回去了。
And she thought that I want to go home.
她想到这两位媳妇。
She thought about the daughters-in-law.
也应该让他们回摩押地。
And they should go back to their hometown Moab.
而且也为他们想。
And she also thought about
回去你们可以再结婚。
And thought for the daughter-in-law, they could probably remarry.
她不是那种八股的思想，你嫁到周家，你死也要成为周家。
So she was not very traditional, and once you become the daughter-in-law of our family, and they should be forever.
她释放他们。
So she
released, 释放两个媳妇。
She released the daughter-in-law.
所以你看，她不单顾自己的事，她为两个媳妇着想，她完全没有私心。
And she not only cared about herself, she also cared about the two daughter-in-law.
她没有这样想，我的丈夫死了。
She wasn't thinking that my husband
died. 我两个儿子死了。
My sons died.
我老了。
And I am old.
你们媳妇应该来服侍我才对啊。
You should serve me.
她没有这样想。
No, she didn't think that way.
她没有讲，她就说你们可以回去啊。
She said you could go back.
她说我女儿啊，回去吧。
And she said, my daughters, go back.
我还能够生儿子做你们的丈夫吗？
And I could not give birth any longer to be your husband.
我女儿啊，回去吧，我已经年纪老迈。
My daughters, I'm old.
不能再有丈夫。
I could no longer have husband.
就是我今天有丈夫，我可以生小孩吗？
Even I had husband, I could not give birth any longer.
她一直说，你看哦，我女儿们啊。
And what she was saying is, my
daughters, 我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦。
So I was really worried because of you.
因为耶和华伸手攻击我。
Because Jehovah God attacked me.
他没有把罪归给两个媳妇。
And she didn't make the daughters to take the responsibility.
也没有把罪归给丈夫。
And she didn't complain about her husband.
他说耶和华攻击我。
And she said, Jehovah God attacked me.
哇，当然她两个媳妇很舍不得。
And of course, the two daughter-in-laws didn't want to leave her.
所以你看她里面有一个感恩的心，她从来没有觉得是理所当然的。
And she didn't take it for granted. She was very thankful.
同工，我们在一个团队。
Within the team.
每一个同工的摆上，你一定要去珍惜。
Yeah, you need to cherish.Every co-worker's effort.
主任牧师，请注意。
So if you are senior pastors,
对不起，我这个早就预备好的。
And I prepared this handout long time ago.
有时候我们真的把同工当雇工。
And sometimes we treat our co-workers as employees.
其实我们都不是雇工。
And we are not employees.
我们不是有一个奴仆的心，人就害怕。
And we don't have a heart of a slave.
我们乃是有一个儿子的心。
And we have no fear because we have a heart of a son.
When we serve God, 我们有一个儿子的心。
We serve God with a heart of a son.
所以你要珍惜你的同工。
You should cherish your co-workers.
因为他们可以跟你一起让整个教会壮大。
And because they can strengthen your church together with you.
人家问我说灵粮堂怎么成长
And some people would ask me, how did Bread of Life Church grow?
绝对不是因为我跟周牧师
It's definitely not because of me and Pastor Chow.
当然祷告是非常重要
Prayer is important.
当然一起祷告寻求神是很重要
And pray together with co-workers in unity is important.
但是神给我们有一个非常好的团队
God has given us an awesome team.
我们这些同工真的是摆上。
So all these co-workers work so hard.
周牧师有一个意向。
And Pastor Chow has a vision.
他要更新。
And he wants to renew.
他跟我分享。
He shared with me.
在座主任牧师要注意哦。
So senior pastors.
我不知道你们美国啦，但在台湾，我跟周牧师都一起在教会服侍。
But in Taiwan, we serve together in the church.
而且我是牧养处处长。
And I'm the director of the shepherding.
所以他有一些新的领受，我们夫妻一定要同心。
So if he receive a vision, and then we have to work in one heart.
他哥会跟我分享。
And he will share with me.
我们会一起祷告。
And we'll pray together.
这样他要跟这些区牧长分享的时候。
So when he share with the zone pastors.
我们一同站立。
And we stand together.
我非常感谢主，这样这么好的同工。
I'm so thankful with all the co-workers.
我们一起来执行神给主任牧师的意向。
And together we execute the vision of the
senior pastor. 一千个小组长哎。
And 1,000 cell group leaders.
一万个人哎。
10,000 people.
你怎么能够从上到下大家都去做？
And how can you execute a plan from the leadership to all the church members?
绝对不是只有你在讲台喊啊喊啊喊啊，他们就会做。
And you can never achieve that on the stage by just preaching about it.
一层一层一层下来，让小组组长就去执行。
So it has to pass down one layer to another, so the cell leaders could execute it.
所以 有这么好的同工，我知道不是理所当然的。
And I know that we should not take it for granted for such good co-workers.
我觉得每一位同工很宝贵。
And every co-worker is precious.
第二呢，他看媳妇如同看自己，当做自己的女儿。
Naomi treat daughter-in-laws as her own daughters.
说实话，我也一样。
And same like me.
我只骂儿子，不骂媳妇。
I would only blame my sons, but not my daughter-in-law.
你要想，媳妇也是我的女儿。
And my daughter-in-law are my daughters too.
但是她不去，毕竟不是我从小把她养长大。
But, you know, by fact, I didn't raise them up.
骂就骂自己的儿子。
So if I have to blame, I blame my sons.
不能骂他们。
But I can't
blame 他们,
my daughter-in-law. So I have to reward them, I have to appreciate them.
所以我也是一个非常好的婆婆。
I'm a very good mother-in-law.
我想很少婆婆像我这个样子。
As a rarely that you can find mother-in-law like me.
我为着让我儿子跟我媳妇有一个晚上能够去看电影，能够一起在外面吃饭，从第一个孙子、第二个孙子、第三个孙子，一个礼拜有一个晚上，我把他带过来，在我家睡觉。
So I'll bring my grandchildren to come to my house at least one night per week.
这也是我的享受，能够跟孙子孙女在一起。
So my son could have a date. A night out with a wife.
但是也很累，我告诉你。
I know it's very tiring too.
因为已经不像当年我照顾自己的孩子一样。
Yeah, it's no longer like you know when they are young. I
care my
own children.
三个孙子跟我睡同一个房间。
So my three grandchildren would sleep with me.
周牧师睡另外一个房间。
Pastor Chow would sleep in another room.
没有一个肯跟周牧师睡。
None of the grandchildren would sleep with the pastor.
不是周牧师不好哦。
Not because he's not good.
因为一个孙子跟他睡，孙子还没睡，他就睡着啦。
Because he always fall into sleep before my grandchildren did.
周牧师真的很好睡。
Yes, Pastor Chow fall into sleep.
然后我问那个四岁的孙子，你今天要不要跟阿公睡
？So I asked my four-year-old grandson.
我要跟阿妈睡。
Oh, do you want to sleep with grandpa?
No, I want to sleep with grandma. 我你再不乖，不要来阿妈家。
And I would threat my grandson.
他说不要。
If you don't obey, do not come to my house anymore.
我要到阿妈家。
Yeah, but my grandson would say, no, I want to go to your house.
所以，把你的同工当做自己的家人。
So treat your co-workers as your own family members.
把责任归自己。
And take the responsibility.
Naomi 就什么 ？Naomi 就要他们回娘家，然后祝福他们找到新的夫家。
So Naomi want them to go back to their mother's home and bless them to get remarried.
第三，这个婆婆有美好的见证跟榜样。
Number three, this mother-in-law has a beautiful testimony and model.
路德才做这样的选择。
So Ruth would make such a choice.
她说：“你不要催我回去，不跟随你。”
And don't send me back. I want to follow you.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Where you go, I go.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Where you stay, I stay.
你的国就是我的国。
And your kingdom is my kingdom.
她的国就以色列国嘛。
And her kingdom is Israel, the country.
路德是摩押族的人。
And Ruth is Moab.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God is my God.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you died, I die.
我也葬在那里。
Where you bury.
除非死能够使你我相离。
And only death can depart us.
路德感受到这个在拿欧米身上有一种信仰是他的家族没有的。
And Ruth felt that there's a faith inside of Naomi, which she didn't find in her mother's home.
她也看到 Naomi 遇到这么大的困难，丈夫死掉，儿子也死，但是 Naomi 里面没有任何的苦毒。
And she also noticed that Naomi didn't have any bitterness, even though you know she was facing such a trauma.
她那个内在的生命吸引了路德。
So that inner life or faith attracted Ruth.
所以另一个媳妇就没有看到看出这一点。
And the other daughter-in-law didn't notice that.
啊，路德，她说我跟你。
But Ruth said, I want to follow you.
因为在拿欧米生命里面有很美的内在美。
And there's an inner beauty inside Naomi.
Okay, 有一个再讲一个题外话，有一个丈夫跟他的太太说。
And there was a husband said to the wife.
太太你不错。
And wife, you are good.
我们都称赞一个人十全十美。
And we always say you're a perfect person.
但是你有十全八美。
But you have 10 perfections and 8 beauties.
那太太也很高兴啊。
So the wife is very happy.
十全八美啊。
And well, at least I have.
那就问丈夫说，那我缺哪两个美？
And so the wife asked her husband, "What are the 2 beauties that I missed?"
他说你缺内在美跟外在美。
So you are missing inner beauty and outside beauty.
那不是破功了吗？哎，你的笑话里面有没有这个笑话？没有，可以再写下去。
So include this joke in your book.
最近有人传给我一个，我在生命书有讲。
And recently somebody sent me a joke.
有一个丈夫跟，不，有一个丈夫跟上帝说。
And a husband said to the Lord.
神啊。
God.
小女孩都很可爱，女孩没有小，女孩子都非常的可爱。
The girls are very beautiful.
都非常的温柔。
Very cute, very tender.
哦，都很吸引人。
And they are very attractive.
为什么老婆凶巴巴的？
And how come my wife is so harsh?
而且很容易生气。
And very short temper.
动不动就发脾气。
Always get angry.
上帝跟她说。
And God said to her,
你还是按照我的形象造的。
And because the girls are created in my own image.
老婆是你的杰作。
And the wife is the masterpiece of your hand.
对不对？
Is that true?
对不对？
Is that true?
弟兄悔改。
Yeah, brothers, answer my question.
我们都要一起悔改。我们都要在神面前一起学习成长，不要恰北北哈。
Yeah.
温柔。
Yeah, so we should learn, all the sisters, we should learn to grow.
我们的生命要不断的成长。
We should continue to grow.
所以Naomi的生命
So、Naomi,
内在的美，吸引它里面有一个基督馨香之气。
And she has the fragrance of Christ inside of her.
你看她还有你就说你看她还更深的一步，要为媳妇找一个安身之处，就是帮助她媳妇找到她的命定。
And so Naomi even tried to find the destinies for the daughter-in-law.
让她的媳妇可以享福
，so they can be blessed.
结果成就了一个好的姻缘。
So God fulfilled a good marriage.
你有没有帮同工设想，帮同工想到说，我怎么样把他放在一个对的位置，我怎么样成全他，我怎么样帮助他进入神给他的命定？
Have you ever tried hard to think for your co-workers to help them find position, find their destiny in God?
我告诉你，有一些传道人都是好人。
And some, not all the pastors are good people.
Just all. 我们每一个都是好人。
All.
有坏人的举手。
All pastors
都是好人。
乱翻。All pastors are good people.
他可能在这个教会没有办法发挥。
And maybe he couldn't do much in this church.
不是因为他是坏人。
Not because he's bad.
因为他没有找，这不是他的定位。
Because this is not his position or destiny.
注意哦。
You have to pay attention.
如果你觉得你的定位不是主任牧师，主任牧师要有使徒，要会领导，还要讲道。
Yeah, if you are not apostolic, you are the senior pastor. You know, you have to lead and you have to preach.
可能你神给你的恩赐是配搭的。
And maybe the position that God give you is to support rather than be the senior pastor, senior leader.
耶稣亚跟加勒非常的重要。
You know, Joshua and Caleb both are important.
但是摩西在的时候，他绝对不会取代摩西的位置。
But while Moses was still alive, they would not take Moses' place.
有一天耶稣亚，摩西死了，当然耶稣亚就接受他的位置。
And of course, well, after Moses died, and Joshua took the baton.
加勒也是一个非常好的配搭。
And Caleb was such a supporter.
所以你要知道自己的定位。
And you have to find your position and destiny.
绝对不是好跟坏。
It's not the bad or good.
我问你，你现在站在你这个教会的位置，是你的定位吗？
Now, I want to ask you, did you position yourself right in your church?
我们最近在台湾有一个教会。
And recently, there's a church in Taiwan.
因为这牧师啊，做主任牧师。
And this pastor was a senior pastor.
不错啊，这个教会也带到七八十个。
And
七八十个人。
Oh, so there were about 70, 80 people within the church.
但是这牧师常常生病。
And but the pastor often gets sick.
那然后呢，那个 depressed, 忧郁症，
and he,
睡不着。
Yeah, depression, he couldn't sleep.
后来我们发现。
And then I found.
他的定位就不对。
And his destiny is not to be the senior leader.
真正当主任牧师是那个师母。
And the person that who could be the senior pastor is actually his wife.
我告诉我的同工，让他的师母成为主任牧师。
So I told my co-workers to ordain the senior pastor's wife to be the senior pastor.
因为教会常常说，哎，牧师，有没有意向？你的计划是什么？
And the church always asks a senior pastor, what is your vision? What is your plan?
这么多年了。
It's been so many years.
那师母也说牧师，所以他就觉得师母给他压力太大了。
And so he also, even the pastor's wife asked him the same question. So he feels so much pressure.
我相信我们今年做这个决定会释放这个牧师。
And I believe that with the decision that we made this year, we'll totally release this pastor.
你只要站对位置。
And you have to put yourself in the right position.
当然我也相信有一些你就是有这个位置。
And I know that some of you could take that position.
你就求神给你有这个职分啊，给你有这个恩赐啊。
And just ask the Lord to give you that gifts and position you in that place.
你就改变，求神帮助你改变你自己做领导啊。
And ask the Lord to change yourself and then to be the leader.
如果你不要，你就让别人来取代你的位置。
If you don't want to take
that, 你好好做一个配搭的人。一加一绝对大于二。
And if you are not taking the leadership, senior leadership, then you just be the best supporter, and one plus one is greater than two.
不是做主任牧师才是 good 的。
It's not just being a pastor, it's the only way.
我就没有做主任牧师啊。
I am not the senior pastor.
我也很 good 啊。
But I'm good too.
是不是啊？
Right?
他是主任牧师啊。
And he's the senior pastor.
他是总干事啊。
And he's
在台北林洋堂永远是总干事啊。
And he's always the CEO.
我是什么干总事。
And I am the person that do all things.
在全球使徒网络他是主席啊。
And in the global network, he's the chairperson.
我是执行长。
And I'm the execution.
执行长是什么也是干总事。
And so I'm the person that actually executes.
那就是神给我的。
And that's the position that God gives us.
你是想大方向周牧师想。
So if you're thinking about the vision or blueprint, and Pastor Chow would do it.
我很安分，我很喜乐这个位置。
So I'm very happy or content.
因为我知道有一天天塌下来不会顶到我，是顶到他。所以你看他的头发越来越少。
So I know that one day if anything collapses, it will not come to me, it will go to him. That's why his hair get less.
当然了。耶稣说是我的教会，耶稣顶了，你也不要害怕。
And of course, Jesus will take all that.
OK, 最后你看哦，结果呢？哦，然后呢？后来就嫁给谁啊？
And lastly,
波阿斯，对不对？
Ruth married Boaz.
他就生谁啊？俄贝德，然后俄贝德生谁啊？生耶西，耶西生谁啊？
And so Boaz Boaz married Ruth and then gave birth of Jesse and David.
你看一个婆婆怎么样成全这个媳妇成为大卫的曾祖母。
And so, Naomi enabled Ruth and put her on the, in the destiny that so she would become the great-grandmother, grandmother of David.
耶稣就是从大卫的后裔出来的。
And so, Jesus was a descendant of David.
所以你看那个影响力多大。
And you can see that impact.
不要觉得哇，我只是一个 Naomi。而且我现在的遭遇很悲惨。
And don't just think that you are in such a disaster and I'm just Naomi.
你是 leader, 你要比别人更积极。
And if you are a leader, you should be more aggressive than others.
好，最后我们一起来念那个妇人对拿欧米的称赞。来，妇人们对拿欧米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你没有至亲的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列中得名声，他必提起你的精神，奉养你的劳，因为是爱慕你的那个儿父所生的。有这个儿父比有七个儿子还好。拿欧米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说，拿欧米得孩子啦，给这个孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是 耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
你要我读英文吗？
你 Mena， 他叫他们看自己看。
OK，
路德第四章。
Read, yeah， Ruth chapter 4 verse 14 to 17 yourself。
你种好的，你种好的。
Yeah， if you plant a good seed，
你就会收好的。
And you will reap。
而且收带出永世的影响。
And what you reap will make an everlasting impact.
求神帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help you.
我祝福每一个灵粮堂有非常好的团队。
And I want to bless every Bread of Light Church to have a strong team.
关键是我。
And the key is me.
关键就是你。
The key is you.
你可以带出这样的团队。
And you can build such a team.
求神让我们的心胸宽广。
And ask the Lord to give.To help us
become open-minded. 困难一定有。And you will have hardship. 人在背后讲你坏话一定有。
And people will criticize you behind your back.
到现在还是有人在周师母的背后讲我坏话。
There are always people saying bad words behind my back.
有一些传道人跑到我面前，周师母人家都讲你坏话。
And some pastors will come to
me. 你干嘛没有反应？
People are criticizing you behind you. How come you are not reacted to it?
我干嘛要反应？
Oh, why should I react?
我这方面的免疫系统还不错。
So I am pretty immune in this area.
我说他们在背后讲我坏话，我也不会少一块肉。
You know, it doesn't really hurt me what they said.
我是一个怎么样的人？ God knows.
And God knows what kind of person I am.
神知道就好了，我尽我的力量。
Yeah, I just try my best because God knows me.And listen to this.
你们在牧会的时候，我已经现在没牧会。你们在牧会的时候
，When you are shepherding a church，
有人讲你们
，If somebody criticizes you，
你要把它带到祷告中。
You should bring that into your prayer.
有一些可能是你要改的。
And in some area, you need to make improvement.
你要谦卑嘛。
You humble yourself.
能够讲你的是要抱很大。的力量才讲你。
Those who criticize you would also need to make an effort.
他没有 criticize， 那如果直接跟你讲
，If he correct you in your face，
你回到神的面前，有一些是什么我可以改正的
？Then you should ask God what can I improve myself？
有一些是什么我可以道歉的
？And what can I do to apologize？
我在灵粮堂跟很多人道歉。
Do you know I apologize to a lot of people？
因为有些弟兄姐妹动不动就说我受伤了。啊，周师母讲的那个话，我受伤啊。
And a lot of people said, you know, with what I said, that hurt them.
我根本没有要伤害他。
I didn't even intend to hurt them.
哦，我既然有人传到我这里，我就说对不起，对不起，我不是刻意要伤害你。
If I heard about this, and I would say, you know, I'm sorry, I apologize, I didn't intend to do that.
你可伸可缩，
yeah.
你要可伸可缩。
And you should be flexible.
最后记得一件事，如果大家都说你好，你才有祸了。
And if everybody said you were good, then you were in trouble.
这耶稣说的。
That's what Jesus said.
因为我们都不完全。
Because we're imperfect.
好，一样，我们站起来，两三位祷告。
Let's all stand up, and just two or three people in a group.
彼此祝福。
And want to bless one another.
你祝福对方，他们有很好的团队。
And bless them that so that they have a good team.
有 Naomi 的恩膏。
They have the anointing of Naomi.
真的能够成全路德。
And they can enable and empower Ruth.
带出永恒的影响。
And to bring the everlasting impact.
啊，两位，三位啊，你今天、昨天跟谁？今天换个人吧，啊，这样也可以认识别人。两三位，两三位，我们大概几分钟祷告。
We're gonna spend a few minutes to pray.
有一分钟。耶稣的名
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐一下，我介绍一本书。
And please be seated. I would like to introduce a book to you.
我只带40本。
I only brought 40 copies.
一个教会主任牧师一本，要自己买。
A senior pastor could purchase just one per church.
我如果看到一些很好的书
whenever I see good book,
是真的能够帮助你们建造教会不断的更新。
And that could really help your church and to continue to renew.
我是规定台湾的牧者都要买。
And so I made all the senior pastors in Taiwan to
purchase. 规定买的都一定不送。
And so I will not give it to you for free. You have to purchase.
不是规定我还可以送。
And if it's not rule, then I can give it to you.
你只要带台北到我的办公室，我办公室有书我都可以送给你们。
Though I have a lot of books in my office, and I can give them to you for free.
但是这一本，它的翻译恢复犹太的根源。
And it's called the
Messianic Church Arising. 那其实它是恢复初代教会的根源。
So this is actually, the book is talking about how to restore the root of early church.
我在灵粮堂牧会的时候，我一定很渴望我们怎么样能够恢复初代的教会的样子。
When I'm shepherding the church, and I continue to think how we can restore the root of the early church.
我过去也觉得为什么恩年他们都在过犹太人的节期。
And in the past, I always wonder why Pastor Chang from Hong Kong always celebrate the Jewish holidays.
我很多不明白。
And I didn't understand.
但是看完这本书。
But after I read the book,
我了解了。
Then I understand.
所以一个教会一本书，你们好好看祷告，怎么样来更新突破你们的教会。
And one book per church, and I hope that your church will be renewed.
主任牧师来买，其他不能买。
Only the senior pastor can purchase.
因为我们带书很重，特别谢谢郑荣牧师也帮我带了蛮多的。
And so the books are very heavy. I didn't bring many copies.
不贵，13块。
Only $13.
Okay, 一定比你们这，你们买不到就去 bookstore， 你 bookstore 应该有这本书。
Do you have this?
没有。
Not yet.
那这个本书跟那个作者，使徒信。
教会正兴起。
啊？使徒信教会兴起，同一个作者。
Yeah, this is the same author with the other book, 使徒信教会正兴起。
Okay,
Robert Hitler, right?
Robert Hitler, 就 Robert Hitler, 他是一个教师，他教得很好。
And he's a teacher.
好，我就放在这里，只能那个谁，教会帮我卖哈。